Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true, we still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood, and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry, through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We are here and excited as always to talk about what is going on in the world of entertainment, movies, Hollywood, Disney, and indie films. Talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm one of your hosts, Trent Powell. I'm here with my co-host, Tobias. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I'm always excited to be here and
yeah,
do these episodes and talk about movies and
definitely
stories, and it's fun.
So Tobias, yeah, on a scale of 1 to I messed that up. On a scale of 1 to I'll never watch another movie again, how excited are you for The Rings of Power? Season 2, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm so excited for it. I've been counting the days. No, I could not care less about The Rings of Power or those shows. Did I watch the new trailer? I think I half watched it.
Yeah.
While I was at work and
uninterested.
I don't understand why they're making a new season. And have you seen the who what character was it? Sauron?
Yeah, Sauron. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He's
an elf now?
That hideous thing. why have you massacred my boy? Oh, jeez. Yeah. No, it's why does he look like that?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
It's weird.
I mean, I'm sure it's not a flattering picture for a reason, but
sure, I mean, like, it's not sure flattering. They
chose the worst angle. I'm sure they chose that for this picture.
Right.
Just make him look as bad as possible, but I don't, yeah. I mean, why is he an elf boy? Like,
wasn't he like a man in the first season or something? I don't know what they're doing with that. I mean, I think they're doing the thing where he like shapeshifts, which,
oh,
or something. I don't know. I don't even know if that's
an interesting choice
based off of Tolkien's lore or not.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, they're not really allowed to use much, so.
Well, I mean, bought more they're not stuff like there are season. Certain characters and things that they can't make reference to, but they could still tell the story that Tolkien wrote.
Right.
I guess, well, in the trailer, they tease the creation of Barad-dûr, where the Eye of Sauron lives, you know, so it's uh-huh. the tower, which is interesting. I don't know. I'm just so uninterested. I think it looks a little bit better than the first season looked, but still not great. It's like there's too much going on. They put too much into it where it just does look kind of fake. And I don't know. I don't care. I also didn't watch the first season. I watched the first, like, 5 minutes of the first episode, and I turned it off.
Yeah.
But for you fans of the show, we haven't nailed this down yet, but we're at least going to watch season 2 and review it and tell you that you don't have to watch it because it's probably not any good. And maybe we'll be surprised. Maybe it'll be good. I don't know. But that also probably means that we should watch the first season. What do you think about that, Tobias?
Ugh. I don't want to.
Yeah. I will, I guess. Know.
Yeah. I'll try to watch it. I mean, if it's just not worth watching, I mean, we'll tell you that, too. Sure. And if the first season's not worth watching, the second season's not worth watching, so.
Right. So we'll see. Yeah. That happened to drop the trailer. Oh, and do you see how badly it got ratioed? It was like, well, last I heard, it was like 300,000 downvotes to like 20,000 upvotes or something like that.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
I don't get why they made a season two. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they had that many viewerships.
Well, and
Prime subscriptions.
They put so much money
new into Prime the subscriptions first one. To constitute making another season. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But let's maybe move on from the bad Lord of the Rings to something that looks good. We got our first
War of Rohirrim.
The War of Rohirrim.
Yes. And
man, does it look awesome. It's definitely not the animation style I thought they were going to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these are just concept arts. I don't even
know. Right. Yeah, I guess they technically
much we could are say like this arts. Is what the animation is going to look like. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, when you say animation in Lord of the Rings, I think of the old animated Lord of the Rings films. So it's like, so I don't know. Yeah. Like, that's what I have in mind, and obviously it's not going to be that. I'd be curious. Sure. Like, what kind of style
this
they go
this
with?
Is like almost like a video game type animation, very realistic and. I'm assuming, I mean, even if it's just concept art, I mean, that's probably what they're going to go for. So I'm excited for it. Like, if that's what they do, and it's like a realistic type animation, like,
got the with
like a side of, with like a side of like, you know, like a, almost like a painting artistic type feel to it or something, that'd be dope.
Definitely.
Because Lord of the Rings just is a very visual world. And
we have to get it right. You have to capture it well.
And it's got to, it's got to be right. And yeah, I mean, it's three images, so there's not a whole lot to tell by it. But
that's Smelly
those
Fonts.
Three images are pretty awesome. Yeah, Smelly Fonts.
And yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty excited about it. I don't know what's the story going to be, who are the characters, who like how well are they going to write these characters? I don't know. I hope it's really good.
Yeah, for sure.
I really do.
It's made by New Line Cinema, right?
I think so. But like Warner Bros. Yeah.
Warner Bros is part of it.
With New Line Cinema, I'm pretty sure.
So. With New Line Cinema, yeah. Yeah, so there's
I just came across this article that said that the actress who played Eowyn in The Lord of the Rings is returning to voice either her character or a character in War of the Rohirrim. Oh, Brian Cox is playing the main character.
I don't know who that is.
He's an older actor. What does he play? Oh, come on. He's in a lot of things. Well, okay, this is definitely not probably one of his better movies, but he plays the dad in The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. So Dennis Quaid's dad.
Oh, okay.
That's Brian Cox.
Oh, wow. Huh. Yeah.
I say that because that's a movie we watched a lot as a kid. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, that helps. Huh, interesting.
So, yeah, I think that'll be...
Yeah.
Well, and he's playing a character named Helm Hammerhead. So, like, Helm's Deep. So, this is, like, maybe the origin of Helm's Deep or something. It's interesting. I don't know. I've never read anything about this film necessarily, so I'm just looking at this article. Yeah. I don't even know how accurate this is, but... Yeah. Oh, well, this probably isn't accurate because it says War of the Rohirrim will release on Friday, April 12th, 2024. That's not when it was released, so I don't know. We haven't gotten, like, I mean, it's supposed, well, I say that's not real because it's supposed to come out in around Christmas, so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It'll be interesting. It'll be like it'll be a December date. This article is from last July, so I don't know. New Line Cinema and Warner Bros. Animation. So we shall see. I don't know much more about that. All I know is I'm excited.
Yeah.
Curious and excited. Probably one of the more anticipated films of the year for me.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's exciting. Yeah, so we got also a trailer for HBO Max's Dune Prophecy.
Yep.
And
the Benny Jesuits.
I have not watched the trailer, actually.
Actually, neither have I. So.
We did get one, and
I was going to react to
it. Yeah, a show about the Benny Jesuits. I don't know.
Am I saying it wrong? Yeah. Benny Jesuit. Jesuit? I think Jesuit.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Jesuit?
Jesuit. I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, the women cult in Dune. It's kind of
about they're making
their origin.
A show on HBO Max. And yeah, I mean, I guess that's happening. Mm-hmm. I don't have a ton of interest in it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it'll be bad or anything.
Girl boss show.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's about a bunch of witches.
Which, so, like, probably. I mean, this is the lore of Dune. You know, there's this female cult that has controlled and manipulated much of civilization, and just telling their origins. And it's an interesting concept. Like, I'm not against it. I mean, they're basically a cult of mothers that are villains, in a sense.
Yeah.
Because they are manipulative. Yeah. And they are kind of a villain character in Dune. So, anyways.
Yeah, as long as if they keep the sympathies away from these women and mm-hmm. be like, oh, well, maybe it's right for them to do all these things. And as long as they don't do anything like that, then, yeah, it could be a decent show. But if it actually, like, dives into, like, you know, these things that they're doing are wrong, and this is why they're doing it, but it's still wrong. Like, and these women are evil, and they're mm-hmm. witches, and it can be done well. And mm-hmm. but it's like when I hear things like this, I'm just like, are they going to do well, though? Probably not.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't mean it won't happen. So.
Right.
Yeah. What else you got for us, Trent?
Anything else coming out, though, that you're looking forward to? I mean, it's been dead.
Oh, yeah, there's...
Right, lately it's been dead, the theaters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not anything that's coming out really soon.
This week, If came out. You saw If. Well, if you guys want to hear Tobias' reaction and mini review, you'll have to join us and
doing a mini review on
Patreon. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe to help out that algorithm. Please do.
Yes, please.
Go ahead and comment and tell us how excited you are for the Rings of Power Season 2. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yes, tell us all about your excitement.
Feel free to tell us how wrong we are.
Yeah.
Now all we do is hate on things. Say it. The Strangers Chapter 1 horror movie, I think, came out today. I don't know if you've ever watched The Strangers, the first one. I've seen it. It's
a long time ago.
Interesting horror concept. Basically, this family gets stalked by bunch of psychopaths.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is like the origin story of it. And so, I don't know. It'd be whatever. Right. Not necessarily anything many people were asking for. This is a good question.
So, we have quite a bit of what?
Have you watched the Mad Max saga at all?
Yeah. Well, I just the new movie, Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, okay. So, Rebecca
none of the old movies.
So, you know Mel Gibson was... the star of Mad Max, right? Like, he was...
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mel Gibson did the first three, I think. We've seen the first one. I think we started the second one, but didn't finish it, but we want to finish it. The first one was pretty decent. Second one was okay, I guess. I mean, we didn't finish it, but we will. And there's a third. And then they did... I don't know if they did a fourth one or Fury Road was a fourth one. It was kind of like a reboot kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And then now Furiosa, which, I mean, like, it looks, a lot of it kind of looks cartoonish. It's like, there's just, like, it's definitely a lot of it's done behind a green screen, but it kind of looks good, but it's also following, you know, Furiosa, like the female protagonist of the Fury Road movie.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a character worth celebrating or following or.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't really have any interest in it.
Yeah, I don't. Because, I haven't seen Fury Road yet because I'm watching all the. I want to watch all the Mad Max movies. I'll watch Fury Road, but I could really care less about this one.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. It's just going to be a girl boss movie, I think. And yeah, we got also Bad Boys
Ride or Die
coming out.
I never saw Bad Boys 3. Did you see 3?
Yeah, I've seen 3.
Okay, I need to see it.
It wasn't terrible.
I've seen the first two. What?
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I'll have to watch the Bad Boys. Go see the fourth. I'll definitely see the fourth.
Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah. I want to see Will Smith's slap Martin Lawrence. Just go meta.
Yeah.
Just do it. I don't know. Be self-aware. Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to say. Be self-aware.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. We also got...
Inside Out 2.
Inside Out
2, when a little girl goes through puberty? Not looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Inside Out 1 was okay. It was an interesting concept. The only issue is that, well, with this one, they're going farther with this idea, but, you know, you have emotions that are, well, quote-unquote emotions that are actually sinful, like anxiety, anger, which in the last one, fear, which, like, their fear isn't always sinful, like, and even anger, there's righteous anger. Anxiety is sin. I don't know. I can't remember what other emotions they're introducing in the new film, but my boys will not be seeing it. I will probably not see it. I don't care about Pixar anymore, at least new Pixar.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so it's just whatever. They're just glorifying sin basically and saying, like, oh, it's just little emotions, you know, that you struggle with and you deal with, or not struggle with, it's just emotions that are going off in your body and your brain and you can't control it. It just happens. You just gotta learn to navigate it instead of fight against it. But anyways, not interested.
No. We got a Quiet Place Day One. I think that's coming out pretty soon.
That is. I think it's June.
Within a month or so.
Yeah, end of June. Yeah.
Okay, it is June. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so that's something coming out soon.
This isn't a Quiet Place 3. It's Quiet Place Day One. So it's just obviously a prequel following different characters. Mm-hmm. But they are doing a Quiet Place 3, I'm pretty sure. That's supposed to come out next year.
Yeah, well, like, A Quiet Place Day One, like, it's not, John Krasinski is probably producing it.
Right.
But he's not writer or director or starring or anything. Did he write and direct the second one? I was trying to remember.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Okay.
Because, I mean, his wife still starred in it.
Yeah.
I want to see the second one again. I think I only saw it once, and I was like, I didn't like it a whole lot. Wasn't it a cliffhanger ending?
I think so.
So they are.
I've only seen it once too. I think it's just like one of those movies. It's like you have this
great first movie.
Uh-huh.
And
you didn't need a second.
You make a second movie for the hype, but it's like, no, the story didn't need a second movie.
No.
It was good as just a one-off. But yeah.
Yeah. Definitely not needed, but they gave it to us.
Yeah,
I mean, sure. Yeah, so I don't know. I'd be interested. So Krasinski did direct part two and wrote part two.
Okay.
So.
Was he... Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, man, it'd be fun to review A Quiet Place.
That would be.
The first one. It's not like it's not a perfect movie, but it's still a pretty great movie. Besides the things that we talked about that one time, like the things that just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Oh.
The ending.
Yeah. Well, like
the sacrifice.
Sorry, we didn't talk about things that didn't make sense. I saw something that was pointed out to me that didn't make sense. But yes, the sacrifice was pointless, and that's just a common mistake, I think, that...
Sure, it is.
Especially first-time filmmakers will make.
Yeah, if you don't think about it too much, it's fine.
Yeah, but, so the whole movie, so like the movie, like the where they live, right, is at a farm, and there's all this corn that's there, but corn has to be made with... machines make a lot of noise and it takes place like way in like future. I think it was 18 months or something, so like over a year. So that means they had to plant the corn and grow it all with machines. It's like, well, okay.
That's funny.
You do know the point of this movie is you have to be quiet.
That's funny.
Yeah,
never thought about that.
Yeah, something they didn't really think about either. No. I guess. So one more movie that I'm excited for. It's not coming out anytime soon, but it's the live action Spider-Man Noir. And it'll be starring
Noir.
That's how I say it. Noir. This is America.
Yeah, Noir is a isn't that like American film
French genre? Or something. Well, yeah, but I think it's like...
Oh, sorry. No. We're both wrong. It's no R. I'm sorry. It's no R.
What?
It's no R.
Yeah, heck no.
Yes, it is. Okay. We're both wrong.
I'm not saying that.
It's Spider-Man Noir.
Spider-Man Noir is starring Nicolas Cage. He's coming back Noir. And will actually star in it.
Okay. What?
So I'm really excited about that. That's gonna be really cool.
Who's it's a producing spin-off this?
Of
I was so confused.
Sony.
It wasn't so. No, I don't think it was Sony. Was it?
It has to be.
Well, it was.
It's a literal spin-off of Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay. I read something that it was like a different studio, and I was really confused.
That makes no sense.
I know, but like it was almost like it was like a concept. Never mind. Amazon. That was it. Okay, that's why I was confused. It's an Amazon show, but it's being produced by Sony. So that makes more sense.
Oh, it's a show?
Yes.
It's a series. That's weird. Huh.
Yeah, so I was confused by that because I read that it was going to be on Amazon MGM Studios. MGM Studios, which is Amazon, was going to do it. And I was like, how in the world does Amazon have the rights to do a Spider-Man film? And it's like, oh, because Sony Pictures is producing it. So that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
And Lord,
it'll be released on Amazon.
So Lord and Miller, the brother, are they not brothers? Are they brothers? No, they're not.
What are you saying?
The directors of Amazing Spider-Man, it looks like they're helming the project. Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
Huh.
So, very interesting.
The Amazing Spider-Man? Oh, like the animated series?
The animated movies.
Animated movies?
Into the Spider-Verse. What did I say?
You said Amazing Spider-Man.
I meant Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay. Yeah, we were both saying nothing that made sense.
This is a train wreck.
But yeah, okay. Gotcha. Cool.
I saw Amazing Spider-Man 2 in theaters this week.
I wanted to see that one.
It was awful.
My theater's not doing any of them.
Really? That's weird. My theater's so, pretty small, and it's done every single one.
Yeah.
I've gotten a poster it's for all five of the...
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, McGuire and Garfield movies. I have a poster of each one.
That's cool.
Because they were giving them out for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so bummed that my theaters aren't doing
that. That's really weird.
There might be one, like, somewhere, but I only go to AMC.
Cause I think mine does it because it's a college town, and, like, each time I've gone, the theater's been packed. And I don't see, I haven't seen a packed theater in a while, because people don't go to the movies anymore.
Yeah, hardly. That's interesting. Yeah, the, it's like, listed on their website, but they just say that these locations aren't doing it.
Huh. Weird. But that's too bad.
I'm subscribed to AMC, so that's just, I just go to AMC, so I don't spend more money at the theater.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, what else do you got for us?
Speaking of new movies and sequels and such, Adam Sandler's doing Happy Gilmore 2. What do you think about that?
Really?
Yes.
Just another sequel or something, I guess, that was successful.
I guess. It's like, I don't know, I'm okay with like someone like Adam Sandler doing a sequel to one of his films, because it's going to be his project. He's going to oversee it. And like,
he does new movies all the time.
He does new,
most of his movies are originals, like almost all of them. So
I don't know how
this so yes, like with so him, it's not like, yeah, with him, it's not like, oh, it's another Adam Sandler sequel. Right. Like, it's not like that, because he doesn't do that.
Like, so how many sequels has he done? They did Grown Ups 2. I mean, technically, I think he produced Mall Cop, so Mall Cop 2. But, like, as far as hit,
that doesn't really count.
Doesn't count.
I would say the Hotel Transylvania movies.
Oh, yeah, the Transylvania movies.
They're on four like five, now, I think. Like four, or no, yeah. They're on five. They're four on five.
Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
They're actually pretty decent.
And, that's animated, so it's a little different.
What else is he... So, like, I don't think he's done really any other
sequels. I'm sure there's something we're forgetting.
Maybe.
But, yeah.
I really don't think so.
I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting. And I was thinking, like, oh, you can't have Carl Weathers. It's like, well, they killed him off in the movie anyway. But
Carl Weathers. Oh, yeah.
He passed away this year. Or last year.
Yeah.
Last year, I don't know.
They did the murder mystery, too.
Yeah. Okay, that was a recent one. They did,
Yeah. But all his other movies...
And of course, it's Happy Gilmore 2 is going to be on Netflix, because he's just doing all his movies with Netflix now.
Yeah.
When's the last time he's had, like, a big theatrical release?
It would have been, it would probably have been Grown Ups 2.
Really? Like that long?
Probably. I mean,
I guess.
He's been doing I guess Netflix only, like, for a while.
I mean, Transylvania, I guess, but I think even the last one was just on Netflix.
Well, okay, so Ridiculous 6, that was, I think, one of his first Netflix ones, and that was 2015.
Oh.
Grown Ups 2 was 2013.
Was it really? That's weird.
So,
okay.
I mean, Hotel Transylvania would be his only movies that have not been exclusive to.
Yeah.
Well,
they had Pixels.
Pixels was 2015.
Pixels. Yeah. That movie's ridiculous. they did Blended with, was it Drew Barrymore? The year before, 14. I think that was released in theaters, but
I think so.
Yeah, he just doesn't do much theatrical releases anymore. That's weird. It's been like 10 years almost.
Yeah, it has.
Sure, that's crazy. We might be missing something, but I don't think so.
I don't see anything. Mm-mm.
Crazy.
No, because I think once he signed with Netflix, it was like an exclusive thing that.
Yeah,
that he had to. I wonder if it was a 10-year contract, and so maybe 2025 we'll get something.
Maybe
that'd be cool.
I would
love to see an Adam Sandler movie in theaters.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But
it's like, I mean, obviously, you know, Adam Sandler, it's just hit or miss. Like, and you have to really, you have to like his humor in order to actually enjoy his movies. But like 50 First Dates is a great movie. I think Click is a really good movie. You know, Mr. Deeds, Waterboy, The Longest Yard, Billy Madison. What's The Wedding Singer? That's a fun one. What's the one
that, with the Hubie Halloween, the his new Halloween movie? That's a pretty fun one.
What was that one?
Hubie Halloween.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Oh, it's his Halloween movie, came out in 2020.
Oh.
It's fun.
Recent one, okay.
Yeah. Super clean. Hustle. Kevin James is in it.
What?
Yeah. He's the cop in it. It's pretty funny.
Oh.
It's a very funny movie. Okay. It's very family oriented. I mean, very family friendly movie.
Huh.
And
have you seen Cobbler? Yeah,
we've been watching it for Halloween.
Yeah. Have you seen Cobbler?
I watched it like when it came out.
Okay. I can't remember. So, I know I watched it. I can't remember if it was good or
not. I remember thinking it was pretty weird.
Yeah.
But like I said, I mean, that's 10 years ago that I seen that. So.
Right. Bedtime Stories. Is that like the only movie he's done with Disney? Probably. I think so. Yeah. Anyways, that's Adam Sandler. I don't know why we're. I mean, I know why we started talking about him, but.
We started watching Rain Over Me. Just is like an Adam Sandler movie that I'd never seen.
Uh huh.
But we were in the mood for a comedy, and it was not a comedy.
It's a very depressing movie. He's had some pretty serious movies, like over the last like decade.
Well, that was 2007. That one.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were just like, "Oh, this is not funny."
Not funny.
We'll probably go back to it sometime when we're in the mood for a super dramatic, deep movie.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot of Adam Sandler movies I've never seen that I should. Like The Wedding Singer, I've never seen The Wedding Singer.
Oh, really?
Wedding Singer.
That one's good.
Mr. Deeds is one of my favorites by him. Mr. Deeds is great. I think it's a good movie. No, he's, definitely hit or miss with him.
Yep. Most of the movies are pretty stupid, so. Anyways, move on.
Yeah, for sure.
Rapid fire. Spider-Man animated show. So, X-Men 97. I haven't seen it yet because I kind of want to watch the whole X-Men show again. Well, not again. I've watched bits and pieces of it throughout my life, but I've never watched it all the way through. I started watching all the way through. I'm not sure I will finish or not. But anyways, X-Men 97 was a huge hit, surprisingly. You know, it was Disney. But we'll give credit where credit is due. It's got some problems, and there's a lot of, they pushed their agendas and it's got issues. I'm not even giving my support. I have not seen it, so I can't say. Just generally among X-Men fans and comic book fans, it's a big deal. So they announced that they're doing the Spider-Man animated show, and they're rebooting that as well. It's going to be set into the 2010s instead of the 90s, so they're going like a decade or so ahead, and they're going to set it then. So that'll be interesting.
Hey, whatever happened to the Spider-Man Homecoming prequel animated movie?
Right? Well, it was a TV show.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a movie.
No.
So no, it's a movie.
I'm pretty certain it was supposed to be a TV show. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
Whatever happened to that?
I think it's still coming out. I don't know. I'm still mad that they made the Osborns black. So, there's that.
They did?
Yeah, there was concept art released and then black for some reason.
Of course they did. I don't like that they're introducing the Osborns.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense for No Way Home.
Nope.
Or even the whole thing. Like, what? So Osborns just never got rich? Like,
I don't know.
I guess if they were black, I guess that makes sense.
Maybe. Whatever.
Just kidding. Those.
Clip that.
Might need to delete that.
Let's clip that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's move on from that one.
Speaking of black, did you hear about the new Assassin's Creed game?
No.
Oh my goodness. This, like, we live in clown world. This is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever. I didn't believe it. So you know how Assassin's Creed has done many different eras and countries, and
they did
Black Flag, so they had pirates. They've done, I'm blanking. Oh, they did like an Egypt one. They did. Uh-huh. I'm blanking. They've done a bunch of others. So now they're one thing that people have been asking for a long time is for them to do like a Japanese film, game, and introduce the samurai, or like a samurai assassin. Like, people have been wanting that. And so they decide, oh, yeah, we'll do that. We'll release it. So they drop a trailer for it. And guess what?
It's a black Asian?
It's a black samurai. The main character is a black samurai.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, it's based off of a real person. But if you look at the lore, the guy never actually was a samurai. He was just like a swordsman, or he was like a sword tester or something. Basically, like if it'd be like, you know, putting the bat a bat boy in an MLB game. Like, he's not a samurai. But they're like, no, like, this is real. Like, there was a black samurai, and so we're gonna make the story about him and have him be the main character. And they're getting roasted and destroyed for making that decision, because not only have they made the decision, but they've made a trailer and they're producing the game and going to release the game with a black samurai. It's like, oh, that's just, I couldn't believe that. Apparently apparently the two main characters you can choose to play as is a black samurai or a female Japanese woman. And that's it. Sure.
Oh my god.
Because everyone wanted that. Okay.
It's like, who do they think they're selling it to, you know?
Dude, at blue haired lesbians who sit behind a keyboard and bash everyone but never actually play the video games or watch the movies or support the content. They just have to make sure their voice is heard and they throw their fits.
That's
and
crazy.
Everyone bows to them. So anyways.
Yeah, so we also got, speaking of black stuff, we got I should reword that. Speaking of black characters,
okay, go ahead.
And actors, we have the gay Doctor Who.
Oh,
gets a perfect Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yeah, right.
How in the world? I looked it up. It was like a 50% audience score, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I don't care about Rotten Tomatoes. You tell me Rotten Tomatoes, I don't care.
Yeah.
I always look at audience scores, or that's why, like, with our movie chronicle, not our movie chronicles, our mini reviews, where we check the IMDb rating. Those are that's an audience score. Those are audience members that submit their reviews.
Yeah.
So it's not people that are paid to review things in a specific way. So you know you're getting more honest reviews, and that's so dumb.
Yep.
And it's just, it's just all so dumb.
It is. I don't know. I think that's all I have.
Yeah. Yeah, we can move on from it. You want to do another segment of yours?
Sure. Give me a second because I'm unprepared.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a hot take? Do some hot takes.
Let's do a hot take.
Let's do that. All right, Tobias, 1 through 5.
1.
Star Wars. I think we've done Star Wars. Let's do it again.
Okay, let me correct it. Okay.
What?
35% audience score for the Doctor Who.
Oh, that's so bad.
35. I mean,
that's too high, but.
That's great. Yeah, yeah, I know.
But still, 35 to what? Is it really 100?
It's 96 now.
Okay, yeah. But it hit 100 at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. It's 96 now and 35 audience score. That's hilarious. All right, sorry. Sorry to interrupt
you. Give me a hot take for Star Wars.
Star Wars again. Oof.
I just want to do a different one.
Yeah, let's do something else.
Hot take for DC.
DC.
I'm mostly thinking about movies, but no, let's just stick with like DC movies.
Yeah. What's trying to think here. I need to rewatch a lot of DC movies, to be honest.
So do I.
Like, I have some opinions, but I feel like if I watch those movies again, opinions would be different than what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the Joker, like I want to watch it again, but I think, like, I used to be a huge fan of Joker the movie, but as I'm learning and growing, I'm realizing no, because that's a movie that the sympathies lie with Joker and how the world treated him so badly, and so you're like, oh, it makes sense, like, yeah, you know, he should become this Joker. Hmm. And so you're not getting this, like, no, what he's doing is evil, he's an evil person. I need to watch it again to make sure because I've seen it quite a few times, and but it's been a little while, and I think that's where the sympathies lie. And it kind of glorifies the whole, like, evil Joker character.
Mm-hmm.
and the evil.
Right.
So I want to say Joker's a bad movie and nobody should watch it. Because I kind of think of it as the same way as, like, it kind of, like, aligns, like, with what Breaking Bad is about this guy that, you know, falls into evil and goes into evil, and that's where the sympathies lie is with him. It's like, yes, you know, like, you're rooting for him to become this evil person. Mm-hmm. And that's not what you want.
Hmm.
So I would say that's my hot take.
We should,
because Joker is a very well beloved movie.
We should watch Joker and review it. I haven't seen it since. Yeah. Have I even seen it since it's been out of theaters? I think I only saw it in theaters.
Yeah,
I think we should watch it again. I don't, because I get what you're saying. I don't know if I 100% agree, but I'm going off of very little knowledge. In that they glorify it, I think that they make it pretty clear that, yeah, he is the bad guy, but it's more like a character. Well, it's a character study.
But you're also on a villain, I think,
like, right. And not, but like they do make you feel sympathetic for him. Because he has all those horrible things, but he makes the wrong choice, and they make it clear that he's going down the wrong path. I mean, he literally shoots Robert De Niro on live television. It's like, no one's saying that this is a good, like, that's a good thing, and they're not trying to.
Right.
So I don't
well,
know.
Well, what they do when he shoots the kids that are, like, beating him up, like, that's a time when they want you to be like, oh yeah,
he did the right thing.
Like these rich people are just scums, and rich are corrupt and need to die, and all these things. So, like, I was thinking of that scene,
right?
And yeah, but when he does do that to him, but also in that scene, the guy is being really, really, really mean to him.
Stick towards him, yeah.
So. Yeah. The talk show guy and Robert De Niro's character. So, like, I'm pretty, like, we should review it and go through it, but and it's kind of like the same thing with Breaking Bad. Like, people are like, well, it's just so well made, and it is so well made. It is, like, technically, like, I would say a perfect movie. Like, technically, it is, I would say, near or is perfect. I mean, you got the perfect acting, the perfect cinematography, the coloring, the just overall visuals and the
score,
the music, and just all of it together just creates, like, this perfect movie. And it is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
But what's the story? What's it telling you? And I think it's kind of glorifying the evil ends. And, like, when he, like, at the end, when, you know, Joker is Joker. You know, like, I feel like that moment is supposed to be, like, yes, like, he did it, you know. He's finally Joker.
Yeah.
And that can come from, you know, Joker fans to wanting to see him as the Joker.
Sure.
To someone who's not really a Joker fan, but, or a comic fan, and watching it and, like, you know, like, yes, like, he's fighting the resist, like, he's fighting the corrupt rich people, like, yes. And I think that's what it's doing. Because that's what that movie does tell us this whole time, is, like, the rich are corrupt, so they need to die. Like, not that they need to be, you know, overthrown or taken down or just need to stop. It's, they need to die, and let's kill them. And the way he does it is just extremely evil. Yeah. So that's my hot take. I'll say that's my hot take. It's, but I also want to watch the movie again. I want to review it.
Do, like, a mini review or something.
Yeah.
I really want to see it, 'cause it's been a while. So, there's been quite a few times. And I mean, Joker 2 is coming out, so we got to watch it soon. So.
Yeah, for sure.
It's coming out this year.
Definitely.
Crazy.
Yeah. Pretty soon, too.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your DC hot take?
I think we've done Batman hot takes. And I think mine was, like, the Batman Begins is a real, like... Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a hot take, actually. But I would say Batman Begins is... almost on par with The Dark Knight, but they're two very different films, because,
yeah, I mean, as Christopher Nolan, we've talked about this all a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to remind you.
I know. Okay. I want to say Zack Snyder is not as bad as people say, but then again, he's released something like stuff like Rebel Moon, which, from what I've heard, is pretty awful. And
Zack Snyder, Superman,
what?
Yeah, Zack Snyder in general as a director and writer sucks.
He's just not a good writer.
Like, he just does. But
or director.
His DC stuff, I would say, isn't as bad as people
say it is. Like, I think if he would have been given full reins of, well, okay, Justice League, I understand what happened. Like, his daughter, like, got sick, or did she passed away? I think she passed away. And so he had to leave the production. He wasn't able to finish it. It wasn't his full vision. And they brought Josh Whedon in to lighten it up, and it was awful. It's like, if he would have stuck around and finished that movie, I think that there was, obviously, we know because of the Snyder Cut, like, yeah, I think it could have been good. Granted, the Snyder Cut was like four, five-hour-long movie, and
5 hours.
So, like, and we know something like the Batman vs Superman, like, the extended cut is better than the original because they fill in a lot of the gaps that you miss when you see the theatrical cut, because they cut out a bunch of stuff. So it's like, I don't know. I think he doesn't know how to condense his work. That's the biggest thing
for sure. Yeah, yeah. He makes very long movies.
And, yeah,
yeah. But if you watch, like, Man of Steel to Justice League, it's a really great story and a really great trilogy, in my opinion.
Hmm. Yeah.
And the way I watch Justice League is, it's like, because it's split up into 5-hour-long
Snyder Cut.
Cuts. And so the way it's cut up, so you can pretty easily, like, almost watch it like a 5-part series, like, five-part, like, mini series. And
yeah,
so if you kind of view it like that, and so you could, like, watch, like, 1-hour segment a day or however often. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, if you look at, like, all three of those movies, and I think they're pretty great.
Interesting.
I don't know. You didn't even finish your hot take, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't say this with definitively. I think I saw Batman vs Superman recently, and I saw, like, why people hate it, and I saw a lot of the problems.
Extended cut?
I can't remember, actually. No, I think I watched both or something like that. No, I watched the theatrical cut, and then I know I've seen the extended, but I'm talking about theatrical. But I also remember, even when I saw it in theaters the first time, I remember walking away, like, pretty disappointed. There was something that bothered me about it, and I never really could put put a pin on it. And I think it was just the story structure, and I think what they did with Batman and Superman, it was not well earned, and I just don't think they set it up well enough. And then the whole Martha stuff, it's like, I get it, you know, there's that connection because they're both of their moms and whatnot, but I don't know. I don't have much to say about it because I've not watched them. Like, besides that one, I've not watched them for a while. I've saw Snyder Cut once. I haven't seen Man of Steel in a long time. I want to see Man of Steel again because I remember liking it. So, I don't know. I don't really have, like, a crazy hot take because I just don't have much to say about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that.
Yeah, one thing you can never go wrong with DC content, though, is their animated films.
Animated stuff's really good. The Killing Joke is, like...
Killing Joker.
One of the best.
Oh, yeah, Killing Joke. Wait, is that what it's called?
The Killing Joke? Yeah, The Killing Joke or something like that.
Yeah, that is one of... Yeah, that is an amazing movie.
I want to watch that again. It's been a while. That's one of the best animated films.
The two movies that I haven't seen that I really, really want to watch is the Batman movies that Batman versus Superman Batman was based off of.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what they were called. But I haven't seen those, and they've always been on my list. Or the Dark Knight Returns? Yeah, The Dark Knight. Yeah, it's The Dark Knight.
Yeah, those are good.
Dark Knight Returns, yeah. I really want to watch those. They've always been on my list. I just have not made the time to watch them, and I want to watch them. But yeah, Killing Joke.
Yeah, one of them has some inappropriate stuff. So like part, like not nudity, but almost like partial nudity.
The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. So.
Yeah. Well, also the Killing Joke has that scene where the Joker doesn't kill her, but the girl that plays Batgirl, maybe?
Or is it Catwoman?
But anyway.
I don't remember. Catwoman. It's been a while. I can't remember.
But he has pictures of her. Like, she's supposed to be naked, but, like, obviously they don't show anything. But
okay. Yeah.
But sexualized a bit. Very dark movie. Man, that movie's dark.
Yeah.
Oof. That's an intense movie. All right, we should probably wrap up this episode.
I think so.
I don't know if you got anything else, but yeah, you want to wrap us up?
Sure. Yeah, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Chronicles. This is, you know, just as fun as always, and it's good to banter back and forth and even getting some heated discussions. And yeah, it's good stuff. Can't look forward to it every week, and I hope you guys enjoy sitting in and listening, and I hope we are helpful to you as you guys navigate and consider, you know, the entertainment that you're consuming, that you're watching, that you're listening to, that you're bringing into your home, and just hopefully we help you guys to be more discerning and more faithful and be courageous to, hey, say things that other people aren't willing to say, and stand up for what's right and what's true and what's good and beautiful. So hope we help you in doing that, and as we're learning to do that. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this, though, and look forward to next week.
So, yep.
We're out.
Bye.